Hey, Mike, would you get back in there and do your job? I'm kidding. I was waving to Mike. Hey, stay here for a second. Stay here for a second. As soon as I got cued by Craig, get back in there and start answering some phones around here. And this coffee klatch that you're running in there with all of the show fans, what's up with that? All these regulars, all these cats that are hardcore, call and they have long discussion modes with Mike. I want to let you guys know something. If he hangs up on you, it's my directive. He's not being rude. I direct him to hang up on you hardcore fans that call and you want to have long, rap sessions about the show. I said to him, hang up on them. They're nice people. They'll always be here. I could put 4 hours of dead air on the air here every day. Are we only on three? That last hour is pretty dead. And I said that they'd still listen to this garbage. I could come on here. We could break wind. We could have cricket sounds. But you're not going to have long philosophical conversations with these people because we got to make hay while the sun shines. All right, we're burning daylight here, brother. You're a great man. You're a great producer. I like the way you do my shirts, but you have got to get rid of these people. 1-800-449-86. Put a little bit more cream in the coffee, and then we'll be fine. 1-800-449-8686. Another discussion I had with the kids. I told a story on the air a couple of weeks ago, but I wanted to mention it to you, the audience, now, because it was very telling. We were driving home, and all of a sudden out of the back seat comes this question, hey, Phil, do you think we could kill animals with our BB guns? And I said, no, I don't think you could kill animals with it. Well, animals don't have souls. Animals don't have souls, and if animals don't have souls, then you're not killing anything that's worth anything. I said, well, you know, the Buddhists, and I'm saying this to these kids, I said, the Buddhists believe that animals are a part of a collective soul, that animals have all one soul. Well, we're not Buddhist, we're Catholic. And Father so-and-so says, and I said, you know, I really don't believe that in Catholicism they teach that it's all right to kill living things for sport or for the sake of the joy of killing. I think that it's an affront and offense to nature, and therefore an affront and offense to God, if you will, okay? And that you will have to face God's wrath. If you go before him, you would have killed an animal. And they say to me, the kids say, well, that's when we die, and right now, and I said, and right now you'd have to face my wrath if I find out that you guys are killing anything with your BB guns. Your wrath isn't as bad as God's. I said, you want to try it? You guys want to try it on for size? I'll bet you my wrath is almost as bad as God's. I said, I don't want you killing anything. And then the rule was laid down in the house, no killing of mammals. Maria said, look, you know Cutie, who's our rat, and Kitty, who's our cat? You know those two? They go, yeah, they're mammals. They're warm-blooded creatures. Would you kill either one of them? I said, no, we'd never kill it. Okay, you can't kill any mammal. You can't kill rabbits. You can't kill squirrels. You can't kill chipmunks. No coyotes. No raccoons. Nothing that is a warm-blooded. What about a snake? That ain't no mammal. Then we could kill snakes. You find one out there, man. I hope you do. But this Catholicism, see, the kids are very heavily steeped in their religion, which is not a bad thing. But I said, you know, look, I don't want you guys getting these screwy ideas about God being some cat in a big long dress with a white beard, and he's, you know, get out of here, will you, with your whole anthropomorphic bull crap, and look at life as a unified enterprise here. It's a cycle of life, as they say. Remember Lion King? Yeah. Remember the Elton John song, The Circle of Life? That's what they're talking about. One 800 449 8686, Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi. Hello, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, I was listening to your broadcast. You were talking about Catholicism. You're talking about the children going to a Catholic school. And I wonder if there have been celebration of the Pope's 80th birthday.
And where, at the kids' school?
At the kids' school, if you have observed the children's, if you observed the Pope's 80th birthday at all in your home. Because I had this thought of, I wanted to tell you about my feelings on this. that he is 80. And
No. We were talking about We weren't talking about the Pope. We're talking about the kids at school. No, they were talking to me about something entirely different.
I talked to your producer. He said that I could bring up this Pope.
The Pope's 80th?
Yes, sir.
What about it?
Pope John Paul is turned 80, and he does not look well.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Yes, he turned 80. He looks uptight. He does not look well. And I think you are looking at a man who has been a celibate since he was at least for 60 years. The Pope has been celibate for 60 years, has never had a woman, at least as far as I know. And you can see the way that he looks. Every photograph that I see of him, every videotape I see of him, he's hunched over. He is leaning on his scepter. He does not look well.
No, the Pope doesn't look well. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, every picture you see of the Pope, he looks like he's in pain.
That is correct. Every single picture of Pope John Paul, he looks as if he is in some kind of distress. And the most recent picture I saw of him, or his 80th birthday, he very much looked as if he was in distress. And I think that the man is not well.
Well, you know, he's always seemed very robust. I remember when he took over, he was very out there. But after he got shot...
No, I think it goes back longer.
Goes back longer what?
Because of his celibate. Because for 60 years, this man has been celibate. Since he's been a priest, he's not had a woman. And I think he's backed up. He needs to get for some kind of sex.
And literally, the Pope is what?
I think there's a... The Pope is so backed up, he's shaking every time I see him. And if you look at the experts who talk about masturbation, they agree it's healthy, that sex is healthy. And the Pope has said that you may masturbate, but only in church. And this is part of the encyclical. And I believe...
Now, that you believe the Pope is ill and is not feeling well because he hasn't had sex in 60 years.
I think that this is the most obvious thing, Phil. And I call you because I have been with many women in my life. I'm not...
What do you do?
I was involved in an import-export business. And I buy and sell different things. But I've always been a man who's enjoyed the company of women. I've not been married but one time. I decided that it was best for me in my life. And
what is your name?
My name is Rudy, and I don't want to give my last name.
That's okay. Rudy, you have called my program telling me that you believe the Pope is backed up and needs more sex.
No. I don't not say that he needs more.
I mean, he should have some sex because that's why you think the guy looks sick all the time. Now, what about you? You living your life large out there? You're involved with a lot of women?
I love being involved with women because I love women. And I was married one time, but now I love many women in many different ways. I love to be with women. And I am so tired of seeing the Pope in such a condition. I am an import-export business. I also sell party items, sexual aids, the pistol grip, penis pump. We have the Astro Glide and Inalise. Also, a tremendous new product with plastic Benoit balls instead of the metal because of the rust. We have the penis rings. We have
what has this got to do with anything? So the Pope is ill.
The Pope is ill. And for me, the way for this man to get well is to have sex. And I know this is controversial because...
Well, you reckon... Are you Catholic?
I am very devout Catholic, yes.
You are a devout Catholic?
Yes, I most certainly am. I go to...
How often do you attend Mass?
I attend Mass every other day. I cannot make it every... But I try to make a point of Mass at least 4 times a week.
So you're a devout Catholic. You recognize then, and I grew up Catholic, that there's something called a celibacy, okay? This is a vow of celibacy.
Yes, I understand.
So the Pope cannot have sex with anyone, man or woman, because he has taken this vow of celibacy. There are 3 vows, right?
There are 3. That's obedience, chastity, and obedience or chastity of poverty.
Poverty, that's right. There's the 3. The Pope can't do that.
But you forget one thing. I want to tell your listeners and all of the Catholics. There is the doctrine of papal infallibility. And because of the papal infallibility, the Pope can give himself the dispensation to have sex. And no other priest can do this. And
well, papal infallibility means that the Pope can't be wrong.
The Pope cannot be wrong. And if the Pope cannot be wrong, then he can go out, have sex, or get laid if you want, and then say, it's all right because I'm infallible.
I don't know, man.
No, it's true, because if you... that would mitigate this. The fact that the Pope is infallible, he can go out to have a girlfriend. He can have sex with her all night long. He can have sex until it falls off. And then he can say to the people, I allow myself to have sex.
And when they say, no, you can't, he can say that he made the decision.
And yeah, he's infallible.
Then because of his papal infallibility, he can go out and have sex.
That is true.
Now, what we're talking about, for those of you who are not Catholic, there is a papal infallibility means that the Pope cannot be wrong. He can only be right. So you're trying to say he pulls some trick.
No, it's not a trick. It's to save his life, because if you look at the picture of this man, he looks ill. He does not look well. He looks as if he is very much in pain. And I think this guy is so backed up, and he needs so bad to get laid. And
I don't know how you can... All right, so he's been a priest for 60 years.
A priest for 60 years? Do you realize these two to this man? And
well, what about masturbation? You were talking about that.
It's not good enough. And masturbation is mitigates, but it's not good enough for you to masturbate, certainly. But the sex is healthy, and the Pope has said that being in a union with people is a healthy thing. I believe the Pope is so backed up, it's going up into his brain, and there's a possibility that his head could collapse down his neck. If he does not, and I mean this very seriously...
Well, now you're being silly.
No, I am telling you he is weak because he cannot... He is so weak that it would probably help him, because his hand is shaking, that he could... I'm trying to be delicate.
Oh, geez, you're trying to be delicate. You're talking about the Pope, for crying out loud, okay? His hand shaking. I get what you're saying.
Well, I feel I didn't want to make you angry.
No, you're not making me angry, but you come up with this papal infallibility bullcrap. He can't go out and find a girlfriend and get laid and then come back and say, it's okay for me because I'm infallible.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Because I don't think that it applies.
Papal infallibility would save Pope John Paul. For him to go out, get his ashes hauled, and then say, it's cool because I'm infallible. I just got laid.
Get his ashes hauled and then say it's cool. Hold on there, Catholic. What's his name? Rudy? The guy's a businessman calling in. I was just talking about the kids and what they were telling me about souls and everything. And he's telling me that one of the reasons why the Pope looks so ill is because it's been 60 years since he's had sex. Which may be true, but I don't necessarily buy this papal infallibility thing. He could go out and get a girlfriend, have sex, and say, it's all right because I'm infallible and I can't make any mistakes. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Anyone to recognize that.
1-800-449-8686. You're Catholic, is that right, Rudy?
I'm a Catholic, yes, because all of my life I have believed in having a spiritual root, believing in being rooted spiritually.
But you think the Pope looks ill because he hasn't had sex in 60 years?
I think it's because he has not had sex in 60 years, because... I don't know what he did before he became a pope, if he had a woman or not. But for 60 years, he's not been able to get, he needs to get his pipes cleaned. And what I'm saying is that he can do it and stay within the law of the church if he invokes his infallibility.
At 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, here is New York. Hello.
You are a filthy, sacrilegious, blasphemous man, Rudy. You're disgusting to talk about the Pope like that.
That it, ma'am?
No, he's filthy. He's sitting back there chomping in my ear. You better get on your knees and pray. You call yourself a Catholic? You better watch out you don't burn in the fiery flames of hell, you slob.
Now you done?
No, he's got nothing to say?
Have you got anything to say, Rudy?
I don't know what to say to the woman.
You're a pig.
Oh. She called you a filthy F, I guess we can say that. What do you have to say about that?
I did not want to offend anyone.
Well, it's going to offend people when you recommend that the Pope go and get laid. You know, it's...
I know, but I'm trying to save the man's life because he does not look like he's healthy, that's all. He looks like he needs to get laid. In fact, that lady that I just listened to needs to get laid. Maybe the Pope and her. I think if the Pope were to turn her over on her, perhaps her stomach, put her butt in the air.
Okay, okay, okay. Maybe she got you angry. I'm sorry.
But I think the Pope needs to... otherwise, he's going to wind up like that bitch.
All right. Here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Miami.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to this man's show. Obviously, he's not a very good Catholic and doesn't know what he's talking about.
But the Pope is only
infallible when he talks what they call ex cathedra, which means on matters of doctrine where they have a meeting with all the cardinals and bishops. And they come to some kind of a dogmatic
thing.
The
Pope is going to die. The Pope is going to die.
Hello?
The Pope is going to die. He must get some relief.
Oh, well, everybody's going to die.
He must get relief. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can speak of these matters. I know that the Pope is infallible in matters of morality. If he does not get relief...
You're talking nonsense on the radio.
I'm talking nonsense. No, I'm saying that the Pope must get relief or die.
He'll die if he doesn't get laid.
Yes.
That's your opinion. I'm sorry.
Do you think that man looks healthy when you see him? His 80th birthday party, and this man was there. He looked as if he was going to faint.
There are a lot of sick people. What about Ronald Reagan? He got sick, too.
Has Nancy to provide the relief for him, my friend.
Come on.
You know, Ronald Reagan has the opposite problem. He got too much of it. It drained all of his fluid from his brain.
You have an obsession with sex, unfortunately.
No, sir. I am saying that I think that Ronald Reagan has no problem at all, although Nancy, you know, but at least he's getting some.
All the fluid drained out of Ronald Reagan's brain.
Brain is dried up.
Santa Ana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I've never heard anybody so ridiculous in my life.
Either. I'm ridiculous because I care about the health of the pontiff.
I don't believe that it would be the fact that he has been celibate for 60 years.
He's 60 years celibate. This man needs to get drained. He needs to get his pipes cleaned. And if it's not going to help, then what?
In the practice of morality, unless it's decided by the church itself, and he issues a declaration. That is the only time he is
He can go
infallible.
And get laid and say, it's all right,
no,
because
he cannot
I'm infallible.
Do that. Why
can
he
not
have
do
a,
that? You said morality.
Why
you
does
said,
he have a confessor?
You said morality, did you not?
I said, why does he have a confessor?
No. Let's go back
infallible.
To what you said about morality. You said in matters of morality, the Pope can say, I am the Pope,
no,
I am infallible, so I can go and have sex with this woman.
As I said, why
can the Pope say I'm infallible and go have sex with like a 10-year-old boy?
He would never do that. He would be insane.
He would never do that. Why wouldn't he do that?
Because he would
Why
be
would
insane.
He break all his vows? That would
he's
be
not going to break
insanity.
His vows because he's saving his own life. If he doesn't get sex and
oh,
get it
I
soon,
don't believe it.
If
sex
he doesn't,
doesn't
get sex and get it soon, he could die. I know because
you.
I love women, and I've been with women my whole life. And
so
I
it
can
sounds
see
like very
I'm,
many plural women, which probably means you've been about as faithful
no, I would,
as...
No, I would tell you, I was saying that the semen is breaking up into his head.
Okay.
No, but what
you
I'm
should,
saying... Would you,
you
please
should
listen
be a doctor
to
and study a bit of anatomy.
Why should I do that?
Thing you have to do is...
You don't... So you've never heard of it backing up into someone's head?
No.
The Jews
no.
are allowed to break the Sabbath in order to save a life. Why should the Pope not be allowed to break his vow of celibacy to save his own life? That is my question for you. It is in the infallibility. He could go out, shag a horse, do it
with
a mule, stick it in some
morality.
Mud, and he would be infallible. And
it, go out and stick it in a mule?
He would be infallible to save his life.
Then why does he have a confessor?
For the little things. If he were to steal gum, if he were to... you know, it goes into a store and shoplifts perfume.
I would love to hear what
perfume.
He has to say about that.
Well, why do you suppose he has a confessor? Because
what?
He makes mistakes, correct?
Yes, and one
and
of
if
the
he makes
big
a mistake, he can confess his sin.
Some years old having sex.
So he goes out, he has sex with an old lady like yourself, for instance, and then goes and confesses it and says, I'll never do it again. And the priest says, never do what again? Have sex with that old broad in Santa Ana. So,
all right, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
important and important to live.
When did you have your, we're back, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. When did you have your first Holy Communion?
When I was 7 years old, I went to a chapel in my village, which was called Cruz de Loreto La Paz. Which is
Cruz de Loreto. And where's that?
That was in Argentina. And I was 7 years old. And I had my first Holy Communion. And from that day forward, I wanted to serve God.
But you've been married once, you got divorced, and now you just you sleep with a lot of women, huh?
I sleep with a lot of women, yes.
And you don't find that anti-religious?
No, I do not. And I want to impart to the Pope that for him to have his legacy, for him to live a long time and to see the service of God, he should go out and find a woman and have her sit on him in the service of God.
In the service of God. You know, I really believe you believe what you're saying.
I believe what I'm saying, because he does not look well, and he has not looked well for many years. I think the reason for this is because the man is backed up. He's going up into his brain to come out his ears.
Yeah, we got the all backed up thing, okay? And I got that pretty much squared away, that that's what's wrong with the Pope. And
But I want to send him one of the things that we sell. We have the Sure Grip Pleasure Pump.
And what is a Sure Grip Pleasure Pump?
That is a penis pump. For the Pope, in order for him to...
Well, I don't think that they're going to, you know, take delivery on that. Here is Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I don't think that you're going to... You should be ashamed of yourself. This man should absolutely be ashamed of himself. And
I am a devout Catholic because I believe in saving the life of the pontiff.
You know what? I recommend confession to you, and I also recommend that any Catholics that are listening out there should turn off their radio after this.
No, I am saying the Pope should live. You want him to die, that's your business.
No, what you're saying has no medical basis at all.
Oh, you do not believe it? How do you know?
Now, let me ask you,
how
when
do you
were
know
you
that?
Confirmed?
The Pope, I was confirmed at the age of 12. I was in the 7th grade in Argentina. I took my confirmation name as one. And I believe in the doctrine and the liturgy of the Catholic Church. But I believe that the Pope, at the age of 80, looks infirm, he looks sick, he looks like he is carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he needs to find a woman... And for her to do him and shag his ass.
You know, I can tell by your lifestyle you are not a practicing Catholic.
You don't know
about
my lifestyle. What do you know about my lifestyle?
The Catholic Church.
What do you know of my lifestyle?
I can tell by what you're telling us.
What did I say?
Of all the women that you've had, that you're divorced, and now you're trying to sell some horrible product.
No, it's not horrible. It's called a Sure Grip Pleasure Pump.
Why would the Pope need the Sure Grip Pleasure Pump?
This lady's going to... hello?
Well, she hung up. Why would the Pope need the Sure Grip Pleasure Pump?
In a pinch, it does the job, you know? I mean, I don't know what you want from that.
Just forget about giving the Pope Benoit balls on the Sure Grip Pleasure Pump and tell me why you feel this man who has been the Pope for the last 20 years is going to get into heaven after going out and getting laid after taking a vow of celibacy.
Because he cannot be wrong, because he's the Pope. And if anyone says that he is wrong, he can have them killed.
What do you mean he can have them killed?
He is the papal. He is the supreme representative of Jesus on earth. He is the representative of our Lord on earth. If you disagree with the Pope, he can have you taken out and shot. Now that is, if you're not a practicing Catholic, you don't understand.
I've never heard of such a thing.
The Pope is very old and might have trouble getting a club, as his penis has not been used much.
Okay. Thanks for that, Craig.
I couldn't read it either.
All right, here's Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
First yes,
of
ma'am.
All, you have no medical knowledge. There are thousands and millions of celibates in the world that are doing quite well.
They're backed up.
And at 80 years, am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay.
Rudy, I would appreciate if you let the lady finish.
I'm trying to say that these men are
so
backed.
Oh, I'm so angry at him.
What?
I think he's so outrageously ignorant.
No, ma'am, I am trying to save the life of a beloved man.
Oh, why don't you go save your own life and learn some medical knowledge before you start talking the way you are? You know absolutely nothing.
You are not a doctor.
Hmm?
You're not a doctor. You
cannot tell me. I'm an RN, and I've been a geriatric nurse for 30 years, and I know.
So, you have been in
the room late at night. And I was in the convent 21 years in celibate before I got married.
No wonder you are like you are.
Yeah.
You are pruned up and you are
dried
up. You
have problems with that I'm like I am.
You're
all angry. I have two wonderful kids.
You're angry.
A grandchild. I'm very angry at you.
You're filled with anger.
I'm angry at you.
I am saying to you, as a registered nurse, I'm sure you know what Astroglide is.
Yeah, but listen, I'm
you know what
astroglide
is, right?
You need to get your act together, and I don't want to talk any
I have
got
my act
together. I think you
ought
to get off the air.
Training, import, export business.
People don't even need to hear any more of your nonsense.
You know, you're saying that the Pope is backed up, and this lady said there is no medical basis in that, okay? The fact that you can be celibate for, how long were you celibate, ma'am?
I entered the convent at 16 and left at 36.
And you left why?
Because
you were backed. Oh, listen to the language of this woman.
Yeah.
You were in the convent.
What it is.
But you were in the convent for 21 years.
Oh, but you're so holy, you go to Mass every other day.
I go to Mass every day.
You want to talk to a priest about this.
I take communion. I am saying that you were in the convent for 21 years, and you got out. And why? Because your pipes need cleaning.
No,
man.
You
went out. You found
that is
first.
Not why I left. I left. I gave enough years to the church, and I left for other reasons,
you
not
can go to
for
hell.
That.
You can go to hell for leaving the convent. You know that,
don't
you?
Oh, you're full of it.
No,
honest,
you can.
God.
You can go to hell because
yeah,
you lied to God.
Yeah, Father. Don't forget that,
you got
sir.
Divorced from Jesus. Jesus
I'm not
going
to go to hell. I've done more good outside the
Jesus's
convent than
bride.
I did in the convent.
You were the bride of Jesus, and you divorced him.
I took care of my patients.
You're going
love.
To go to hell.
I took care of my guys.
The only way
health.
That you can save your soul is to go to Vatican and shag the Pope.
You're a
God,
sick,
you
sick,
way
sick
out there, man.
You're
go.
The one who left the convent.
Phil,
I did not leave the convent. No, you may not leave the convent.
Phil, may
you
I
are,
hang up?
You are in the convent of Phil Hendry. You may not hang up.
He told me to go shack the Pope. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
But why did you
Louis.
Divorce Jesus? Why did you divorce Jesus?
I did not divorce.
You
Jesus.
Left the convent.
You're
you
disgusting.
Divorced Jesus.
You're just disgusting.
You left the convent after saying you would marry Jesus.
So what? There's a lot of people that leave, and I did more good out of the convent. I did good in the convent, and I did good. I had the best of two worlds.
But when
and
you pass into the other life, you will
you.
Meet
you
Jesus
no
on the other side, and Jesus will
me.
Say, "Why did you leave me?" You and I, we had
I
a thing.
I never left Jesus. I have Jesus more now than I ever had.
Marriage is until death, and you divorced Jesus before you died. It seems to me you will go to hell.
You are a crazy man.
I am not crazy. I am looking out for the papal, the pontiff, who
the
needs,
phone.
He's in more dire need of a blowjob. Than.
Up,
okay,
sir.
That
don't
we don't
to
need
hear
to hear anymore. I'm awfully sorry, ma'am.
But he's in more dire need of a.
I heard you the first time. Do you want to hang up, ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't let her hang up, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. I
don't.
Like you
No,
a lot.
You may not hang up.
I can hang up if I want
No,
to.
You may not hang up. Rudy has spoken. Rudy has spoken. Oh, she hung up.
Yes, she hung up. Rudy has spoken. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, hi.
Rudy?
Yes, hello.
I am appalled at you. Do you go to confession?
Yes, I do.
And are you going to go, when, next time you go to confession, are you
going to
confess
you know,
that
it's not called
you
confession
are telling
anymore.
The Pope that
it
he
is
needs
called,
to get a blowjob?
It is called reconciliation, so I don't think you go to confession either.
Otherwise, I think
you would
go
know.
To hell, Rudy. Rudy, you're going to go to hell.
You're not Catholic, ma'am?
I am very Catholic. Yes, I am.
Well, they don't call it confession anymore. Isn't that right, Rudy?
That's right.
How long has it been since you went to confession yourself?
They call it reconciliation.
I understand that.
So
but
you're
when
a lying
I grew
bag.
Up in confession, and it's the same thing.
You're a lying bag.
No.
You're a hag bag, and you're
I,
lying
well,
to me.
Well, first of all, Rudy, I don't have to explain to you.
What? You are not Catholic?
I don't have to,
are you
have to
telling
tell you when
me
I go to confession.
What
but what I want to tell you, Rudy,
when's the last time you went
because
to confession?
The Pope is, looks like he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's probably carrying the weight of the world for people like you.
Because I'm trying to help him? Because I'm
no,
trying to save his life?
Him.
And you're not helping
help
him.
Him.
You want him to stay celibate so he can walk around lonely and with his pipes jammed up. And I am trying to help him. You would rather he be lonely. As far as you are concerned not being a Catholic, I am infallible in the matters of the church.
Boy, you are so full of it.
I am not full of it.
May
I am infallible.
Rudy, may you burn in hell because you are so wrong. And I don't know how you're going to go to heaven with what you think.
With my
and
dancing shoes
judgment.
On. I'm going to heaven with my dancing shoes on. And I hope I meet the Pope up there. And he will say to me, Rudy, you helped me. I had my pipes cleaned. It was at the end of my life. Thank you, Rudy. You extended my life for 10 years.
That's
a bunch of crap that happens. Rudy is infallible because you're not Catholic. You must listen to me. I am Rudy.
All right, Rudy, you're infallible, babe. Go get the Pope laid, all right? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, I really appreciate you being on our program, but you're a metal case, although...
You think I'm going to go to hell? You must think as other people believe. I will go to hell, but I will not go to hell. I am Rudy.
You will... I don't know whether you're going to hell, Rudy. I do know that if you talk this crap in an open bar room, say like at a Knights of Columbus dinner, man, somebody's going to put a chair over your head, okay? So just chill out.
Knights of Columbus, they are pussies. I would think that...
Okay, great. Thank you. The Knights of Columbus are pussies. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show. All right, here's Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
I just want to say to the pastor that he's an idiot. I'm black.
God bless
you. I have never heard of anything like this in my life.
I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are.
Why? Because I've sat with educators trying to pin down.
You know what? I don't care who you sat with. You don't have a clue about what black people think.
Well, why do you think Jesus was black?
I don't think he was black.
Oh, you think he's a white man?
No, I don't.
Well, what do you think he was?
Color doesn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, what do you think? He was some kind of a mulatto or something? He had to be a man. We know from the Bible he was a man.
He was someone that loves everybody. And it doesn't matter what color he is.
Well, there are a lot of brothers that are hung up on this. And I'm not hung up on it, but a lot of people are hung up on this.
Well, you must be hung up on it because you're on the radio being stupid.
I'm being stupid. All I said was the man called everybody brother. I can't figure out why everyone thinks he's black.
Just because you call somebody brother? What does that have to do with it?
Because the black folks call each other brother.
And so?
There you go.
Well, what has that got to do with it? Look, a lot of people may think Jesus was black for the very reasons that I gave you, Pastor, and that was there is some biblical reference or indication that he might have been black.
No, that had nothing to do with it.
That had in your studies, it had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
Well, you know what?
Couldn't get a fair trial. He was profiled.
You are wrong.
And he was tailed by Romans. Now, today, young black men are tailed by the police.
Well, you know what? When you go
Jesus
to hell...
Jesus was tailed by Romans every time...
I think of everything that you're saying when you burn in hell.
Why would I burn in hell, sister?
For lying. That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm not lying. I'm saying...
You can't get on the radio and say that what black people think. Give me a break.
I'm saying that
okay,
some
black...
Because
you don't know what I think. You have no idea what I think.
Yes, I do. You know why? Because I have a gift of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
I have a gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Now, I know you believe Jesus was...
You have a gift of the Holy Ghost.
I know you know Jesus lived at home till he was 30 years of age. Then he went out.
What does that have to do with black people?
That's what most young black men do.
Oh, really?
Oh, now, let's not be too stereotypical, okay?
You're a white man. What do you understand? I'm talking to the sister.
Okay, I'm a white man. I'll step away from this conversation.
If you don't mind. Now, sister, I'm telling you. This brother lived at home till he was 30. Homeless for 3 years?
Well,
call everybody brother. That sound like a nigger?
Maybe
his parents were sick or something. Maybe they needed his help. You know, do you know really what happened?
I never thought. You know what? You've got a good point.
I know I have a good point. You know, but you should just check yourself before you get on the radio saying things that are so outrageous,
what
that are so
you go to?
Stupid.
What church you go to?
Why?
I just want to know.
I want to know what I do for you.
I don't want to know what you do. I don't want to know where it is. I just want to know what church. Are you Pentecostal?
I'm not going to tell you.
You Catholic?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why won't you tell me?
Don't worry about what I am because you're just full of lies.
I think you are very intelligent, sister.
You're just full of lies.
I think we need more black women like you, a very intelligent woman.
Well, whatever.
I think you are. And I'm not full of lies. All I said, the brother couldn't get a fair trial.
What? How do you know that? You were not back
there. How do I know that? I know that man got hung from a...
You cannot say that.
I know he got nailed to a cross.
You don't even know how things were even done during that time.
You trying to tell me that Jesus got a fair trial, that he deserved to be hanging from that cross?
I'm not telling you that. You're just saying that yourself, but you don't really know.
What do you mean I want to ask the Reverend something. What do you mean he got tailed by Romans?
Right. The Romans beat cruisers who were the police. They'd tail him, follow him around and stop him and detain him.
I can't believe
it. Ask for his ID and everything. They did that, sister. I'm telling you, I know history.
You know,
the Roman soldiers would detain him and ask for his ID.
They'd lay back and follow from behind.
You are...
On their donkeys.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they were. That's it. There you go. Thank you for your call. Okay. I didn't have my flashback thing. I don't know what's going on anymore with half this crap. Is it a Phil sound effect?
Drop.
It's a Phil drop. Oh, God. Why was I born me? All right, so in other words, It should sound something like that.
Flashback.
There you go. All right, so that was an abortion. Speaking of Catholic faith and, you know, crisis of conscience, 1-800-449-8686. No, that was pretty good, except I didn't have my flashback cart ready, all right?
Bill Henry's flashback.
The voice of the late, great Mark Dennis on the Phil Henry Show. I was also on the phone. There was a little bit, just a small emergency here I was dealing with as we were listening to our flashback from yesterday's show. And that was talking to my wife, and she said she wanted to go into West Hollywood tonight to see a one-woman show that she's been wanting to see. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard. And I said, gee, I don't know if I feel like going into Santa Monica tonight to see a play. She said, oh, no, it would be better if you came home and stayed with the kids. I'm going to go by myself. So now what kicks in? This kicks in. Okay, my wife wants to drive into West Hollywood by herself tonight, and the parking there ain't the greatest. So that means if she's going to a theater in West Hollywood, a playhouse, she's going to have to park a long way away to find parking and walk down to the playhouse. Now, we had a major problem probably about a month or so ago with my controlling nature, you know, and me saying, I don't want you doing this, I don't want you doing that, because she was starting to feel like she couldn't do what she wanted to do. I had concerns and questions about this behavior, that behavior. Sure, you've had enough to drink, honey. You don't want to go there and there. And I said, you know, that's no way to live. I can't be like that. I can't let my fear dictate the way she lives her life. So I got to let her just go and do, right? So she's on the phone. She says, you know, I want to go and see this play. And I cannot hide my fear. And I said, I sure wish you wouldn't do that tonight. Is this the last night for the play? No, it's playing till Sunday. Can't we go? We can go Sunday. I'll take you to a matinee. I'll take you to a matinee on Saturday. Let's go tomorrow night. And she says, you'll go with me tomorrow night? Yes, absolutely. I'll go with you tomorrow night to see the one woman play in West Hollywood. You sure? Absolutely. Okay, because what happened was I kind of got her thinking about that walking to her car by herself thing. But see, I got a wife. It doesn't bother her. She doesn't get freaked out by that stuff as much as some women. And I don't want to live her life in fear. I don't want to walk around in stark, raving, cold fear. But, hi, honey, I want to go into West Hollywood tonight, park my car 3 blocks away, and go to this one-woman show at a theater that I've never been to before. And maybe I'll find parking, if I'm lucky, 3 blocks away. And why don't you go home and stay with the kids? And I'll be home when I get home. Right. Not that West Hollywood is a bad part of town, either. Of all the parts of L.A. that there's a few psychos running around down there, but mostly it's pretty cool. But, you know, you never know. So that's the conversation that you saw me animately having there, Craig, while everybody else was enjoying our flashback from yesterday. Was it funny? Okay, good. Because I just don't know anymore. I just don't know. And all I wanted to do, I want Sugar Babe to stay home with the kids. I don't want her running around or anything like that. Hell, I ain't even my kids. But I feel good, honey, that you trust me with the kids. That's great. So anyway, we're going to go. Now I got to go to a play tomorrow night. That's great. Jesus, I really want to see that. I thought I was going to go home tomorrow night, Mike, mix myself a big, tall, double Bombay Sapphire and shoot some pool. Now I got to go to some one-woman show. Somebody, I don't know who she is, somebody by the name of Elizabeth Taylor. But it's, no, I don't know what it is or where. It's probably pretty good. My wife's got pretty good taste in theater. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.